Kristen Johansson, and we're going to be talking about scorpions and what they're used for. For example, medicine, food, and other uses. We will also talk about scorpions and facts about them. We're going to start off with some facts. As you may know, scorpions are large terrestrial arthropods. The average size is about 6 centimeters, 2.5 inches. Females and males, scorpions, are similar except for males are slender and have longer tails. Scorpions can vary in size, from giants like the Black Emperor scorpion and African species in Guinea, which is 18 centimeters, 6 grams. The longest scorpion is the rock scorpion, which is 21 centimeters, 8.3 inches. And they can even get as small as the Caribbean Microtitus wearing, which measures at around 12 millimeters, 0.5 inches. They can also arrange in colors where they live. For example, if they live in the desert, they will be yellowish or light brown. If they live in moist or mountainous climates, they will be brown or black. Scorpions have barely changed in millions of years, which isn't surprising due to the fact that they can survive without food and water for a whole year, which is good because there's not much food and water in a desert. So when they do come across food, they need to make sure they kill their prey. Luckily, they're perfectly built to kill, with pinchers in the front and stingers in the back. They're pretty much surrounded in weapons. Their most deadly weapon is venom. Even some scorpions can kill a human with their venom. Next, we're going to talk about medicine and how scorpion venom could be used. Scorpion venom has gone through tests to see if it could be used for human medicine. According to research, it's more than a defense for scorpions. It's possible that it could be used for medicine, although research is slow going on scorpion venom, though there is many possibilities for medicine. Some possibilities for medicine are to cure arthritis and lupus. It has been explored to help with some cases of cancer and even help with heart transplants. Some people hope that scorpion venom will someday be used for painkillers. Painkillers derive from a chemical in scorpion venom and can be effective for some types of pain, although they need to determine what side effects it will cause. Most medicines that are made for pain management have been very addictive. This makes researchers very cautious. People can get addicted even to the venom itself. For example, a man purposely stings himself and eats them alive because he's addicted to the venom. Also, there are dealers that people go to purposely to get stung for the feeling it provides. That's one reason why they need to test it more to see if it's too addictive. Finally, we're going to be talking about eating scorpions. Some places eat more than others. The places that eat the most are Mexico, India, and China. It's perfectly safe to eat a scorpion as long as they don't have venom and are best eaten cooked. They're supposed to taste like french fries, but healthier. And their protein consists of over 50% protein. In some countries, they're considered a delicacy. Thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoyed talking about scorpions. I'm Christian Johansson, and you can find us on Anchor.